Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, touching me. Gloria, touching me.
Jesus and saying you have done a great job. Amen. Because that's the only person who really validates you. We look it for our parents. We look for it from our children. We look at it from our community. Or how about from our workplace and our ministries or people in the store? You know, you open the door for them and they don't say thank you. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is that stop seeking validation in all the wrong places. And sometimes you can wind up seeking validation for some folk who may comfort you, who really is up to no good. They really ain't trying to comfort you, but they really just want something from you. So you got to know and balance the two out to say who, hey, are they really into me or are they really into what I have? Amen. So, and also, even if they don't want what you have, they're just trying to bring your spirit down. Yeah, that's what you have too, that great spirit within inside of you of joy that they want to kill and bring down. So you got to be careful who you let in your camp. Amen. Amen. So I was thinking about Leah and Rachel and how Leah sought so much validation from her husband because she just wanted him to love her so bad. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted someone to love you so bad? It don't have to be from relationship, but it can be from your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your community, your workplace, you know, when you feel like you did not fit in or you felt like you didn't have enough to be a part of that group. But let me tell you something. You are enough. Even if you feel like you're not enough, you are enough. Hallelujah. You are enough. My call-in number, if anyone want to dial in and you just want to talk and chat for a few minutes, if you can. I'm going to give you the dial-in number if you don't know it. If not, you don't have to. But if you do want to just call and just chat, you can. I don't know what's going on with my iPad right now. So here we go. Amen. So my dial-in number, it's on my page. I should be able to look that up. Can you look that up for me, sweetie? No, I'm going to start my page. So what I'm saying to you is that you just have to know. And it's amazing because sometimes when I look back over my life, it's my dial-in number is 917-932-8722. You can look on my page and you can look it up there. You can find it. If you want to dial in the chat for a couple of seconds on validation, you can. Amen. But what I'm saying to you is that just being so caught up, wanting somebody to love you, wanting somebody to say, oh, my God, I approve of what you did. Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, you did a great job. Oh, my gosh. And one of my friends, Richard Washington, caught me on yesterday, and he read me a poem, and he included me on his podcast that comes on every Sunday, I mean Saturday, bringing everybody together, and he read me a poem, and he included me in this poem. Oh my God, made me choke up and just cry, and he was saying, you know, you're not overlooked, and people do see you. We appreciate you and what you give to the community. We appreciate you and what you give pouring into other people, and I was like, oh my God, it was so amazing because I wasn't expecting the call. I wasn't expecting to hear that, but I blessed God for him because that just really just touched my soul. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's amazing because, and it takes me back to when you want somebody to embrace you and you're looking for that and you don't get it. But everybody else around you is getting it. And you feel like, well, what's wrong with me? You feel like, is there something that I did wrong? You feel like maybe I should have said something. Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe it was my speech. Maybe I didn't articulate my words correctly. Maybe my grammar is off. Or maybe I'm too big, too small. Maybe I'm too tall, too little. I don't know. But what is it? What is it about me? What is it about me if somebody stepped out on me? What is it about me that I didn't get the promotion? What is it about me that I didn't fit in when everybody went to the coffee shop and never even and excluded me, never even asked me that I want to, you know, go to the coffee shop either? Or how about if I'm excluded from a ministry because maybe you don't have the credentials or maybe because you don't fit anymore? What happens to all of that? Something happens to us on the inside. Our self-esteem gets shattered. And somewhere we stop believing in ourselves and stop feeling like we aren't enough. Stop feeling like maybe now somebody young then came in and I'm older now, so I don't fit in. Okay, but guess what? God reshifts. He revents. He revamps. Amen. And he will shift your path in another direction. It's nothing old about you. There's nothing too young about you. It's nothing too middle-aged about you. God does do a shift, and when he does a shift, a major shift, he shifts us in areas that we're uncomfortable. He shifts us in areas that we feel like we don't belong. But that's when you got to trust in God. Trust me, I know. I know what it feels like to be overlooked. I know what it feels like to say, hey, am I enough? I know what it feels like to say, oh, I don't feel beautiful today. I know what it feels like for people just to walk over you like you don't exist, and know that they see you, know that you got the credentials. Even if you don't, you got the experience to do it, but they call another folk. I don't know, but what I do know is that I am enough. What I do know is that when I walk up into that room, I hold my head up high. Last week we were talking about our affirmations that I am powerful, I am fierce, and what is the Maya? I am powerful, I am fierce, and I am beautiful. My daughter was listening last week, so she knows, she woke up with that too. I am fierce, I am powerful, and I am beautiful. I carry those words because I know that I am somebody. I know that no matter what the task is, if God has given it to me, that I can do it. So let me just read a little before you on here, coming from Genesis chapter 29. And I'm going to go to the 31st verse. And it's so amazing. It's about Leah and Rachel. And it's so crazy because no matter what Leah did, she didn't feel like she was loved. But her, because her husband favored the other wife, because I guess she was beautiful. But who says that Leah wasn't beautiful? Who says that, you know, she wasn't flawless? You know, who said that? It's the box that we put ourselves in. So when we start walking around, we may be tall, but on the inside we feel so little. We may be short, but on the inside we feel even shorter. That's crazy. But I know how that feels to not feel like you're not enough, or you're being walked on, or looked over, or maybe you're too old for it, or maybe it's somebody new that's coming in that's more powerful than you. Well, who says that I'm not powerful because I'm in my 50s? Who says I'm not powerful because I'm in my 40s and I'm in my 30s and in my 20s? Mm-hmm. And other things, you can't make somebody love you who don't want to love you. What you going to do, hold on their ankles and while they drag you around and go? You can't make somebody want to be a part of your life. You can't make them be a part of your life, you know? Amen. It's only you that can make you love you. And know that you are fierce. Know that you are powerful. Know that you are beautiful. So Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 says, When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, isn't that something? Not loved. Sorry, you guys. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, He enabled her to conceive. But Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, "It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now." Isn't this something? Because the Lord has seen her misery. But now her husband will love her. So I'm not putting too much focus on the relationship part of him not loving her. Because I don't want you to think that it's just all about a relationship with a man and woman. It could be a relationship of family members not loving you. But all that she did to want him to love her, or we wanted our moms to love us, or we wanted our fathers to love us, or maybe our fathers not to walk out on us, or maybe our mothers not to say, "I'm done with you, I'm done with y'all, I'm out." And even though they didn't verbally say it, but physically the action showed and did it. So, but all that, she said, but she did she even take a look at God? I'm so happy because God see me, and he enabled me to have kids. He allowed me to have kids. He opened up my womb. Hallelujah. But her focus was now. But she did say, Lord has seen my misery. But where was the praise? And sometimes when God do things for us, it's like not enough because, oh, Jesus. Because we really want accolades to come from somebody else to tell us that, hey, I see you. Now I want to be with you. Now I want to hang out with you. Now I want to go grab a cup of coffee. Now I want you to be a part of this ministry. Now I want you to be a part of us when all the employees go out for lunch. Now you are included. And sometimes we think like that, and we feel like that. But stop feeling like that, and stop seeking validation from people, because guess what? It's a whole cycle. You're going to keep repeating it over and over again. It's always going to be, you know, if they love me or they say hello to me. You know how many times I done walked past some folk and they say hello to me? You know how many times I done stayed up and prayed with some folk, and the next day I seen them, they act like I don't exist. They hang with somebody else who they wish picked up the phone to pray with them. Huh? But guess what? Keep on doing it. I keep on praying. I keep on, but I ain't no fool now, but I keep on moving. I keep on shaking. I keep on going into that same direction, praying for folk. I'm here. If you need me, I'm here. I'm not saying allow folk to use you, but what I'm saying is that I know it's real, and I know how folk can do you. You could be praying with them for years, and guess what? And you come out with a new product, or you have a book signing, don't nobody show up. People show up, but not the folk who you've been pouring into, not the folk who you have given everything to, not the folk who every time you turn around there's an issue and they on your phone. Mm-mm. Yeah, those same folk. But that's okay, because I ain't seeking validation from nobody. I'm not looking for your approval to say you did a good job. Now, do it hurt? Oh, yeah, it do hurt. But you got to move past that and don't allow yourself to get caught up into, oh, my God, who's going to come or who's going to tell me that I look beautiful on today? You know how many times I've sat in the car, you know, in my past relationship and my past marriage and all dressed up? And get out, don't even say I look beautiful, but look at somebody else and tell them how beautiful they are. You sit in the same car. And they look out and tell somebody, hey, this is so-and-so, you look beautiful today. I'm like, well, I am decked out. But guess what? I start pointing to my own self, because was my self-esteem affected? Yes, it was. It did something to me. Because after a while, when you keep doing it over and over to a person, I start saying, well, what is wrong with me? I'm not pleasing. I don't look beautiful. I said, wait a minute, sis. Get your stuff together. Yes, you are enough, even if you ain't enough for them. Yes, you look beautiful today. It don't matter what they see. It's what God sees. Because when I wake up in the morning and I hear the birds chirping, I know they speaking to me. I know God is real. When I'm walking down the street and I feel the snow, when I feel the rain, I know God is real. And he's telling me, you are beautiful. When I open up the window, even when I see the sunshine, even when I see the rain falling, the snow, who you are. Because part of me, I start losing who I was. Start seeking validation, like, oh, my God, you get so caught up after a while. This person is saying hello to me. That person is saying hello to me. Oh, my God, I know I look nice today. I have to snap myself back into reality. Stop it. Stop seeking validation from other folks. But, see, it came because I allowed a crack to be open. And when that crack opened, which is my self-esteem, them beating me down, then I start falling into that, oh, my God, they didn't even say hello. They didn't even say I did a good job. They didn't even say, can you want to go out to lunch? I have to get myself together and quickly. But that's how fast things happen. And I'm going to be real, because even though we don't say it to other folks, that should be going on sometimes in our minds. But I had to get my mind together to know it don't matter who says who wants you to be a part. It better be separated any way, because sometimes when you're in large crowds, there's too much that's going on. Hallelujah. But Leah said, now God has opened up my womb, and he's seen my misery. Now his name is Reuben. Now my husband will see me. Now my mom will see. Now my father will see if I clean up the house a little bit more. Or maybe if I stop at the store and get them something, you know, because they need something. So maybe they'll love me a little bit more. And they'll even say thank you when you walk into the door. And then you start, then you fall into that category of, oh, my God, maybe this person, when I get to work, they'll say that I did a great job if I just happen to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and pick them up a coffee. Hmm. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying to you. So let me finish reading. And I'm sorry, everything is just, my power outage last night, everything was going on. But so I stopped at the Lord. He said, now my husband will love me. So verse 33 says, she conceived again. And when she gave him, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, because the Lord, have heard that I am not loved. He gave me one too. He said she named him Simeon. Then she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, now at last, my husband will become attached to me. So this time she had two kids. And this is working on her third one. And now he will become attached to me. I'm going to stop right there. Now he will become attached to me. I don't know. I feel it because I know I've been here one time wanting somebody to love me, and maybe what did I do that was so wrong that they left, or maybe I'm sitting at the table in the lunchroom at my job and nobody's coming over to me. They're speaking to me. They ain't coming to sit with me. So what is it about me? It's all kind of things overlooked in the community because they didn't make me the captain of my block. And I've been serving for years, getting out here sweeping up your trash. You know, when y'all overlook me and you have somebody else be the co-chair of the block. So I'm just saying all kind of stuff is going on right now with Leah, you know, because she was seeking validation from someone who just didn't love her. So no matter how many times God opened up her womb, it's always, but maybe he sees me now. Maybe he will love me. Maybe, you know, he would, you know, embrace me. Maybe. But, you know, sometimes things just don't work out like that. And when it don't, okay, you keep moving. I'm talking about keep moving within building up your self-esteem. Keep moving in building up who you are. Keep moving in the direction God wants you to go in. Because what happens is that when I got caught up into all of that because somebody didn't return the same love that I was given, it took me off focus. So I wasn't able to build. I wasn't able to dream. I wasn't able to think of good things, you know, for me, for myself, because I was putting everybody else before me. So what happens, you know, so you lose your focus in life on things that's really important. Because God says that you're beautiful. He says that you were all that. He created you, and God don't make no junk. So I had to get rid of all of that and rid of all of that way of bad thinking because it took my focus off of things because I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I should have been searching for the love of Jesus and falling in love with him all over again. You ever get to a place where you just keep falling in love with Jesus all over again because he's that good? I allow God to comfort me. And one night I remember this so clearly, and I know that my broadcast is going to end in a couple of minutes, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday bright and early, and this time I will have be able to read the scriptures more fluently. I don't know what's going on with this here phone. We had a power outage last night, so all kind of things is just haywire. So I bless God that my internet is up and working on today. See, every time I go into my my iPad, everything is kind of slow on today. So what I was saying is I know it all so well. Being there at a where one night I felt the Lord come into my room, and he sat on the side of the bed, and I felt his spirit so strong because I was so lonely laying there. And I felt the presence of the Lord just sit on the bed just gently. How just let me know that he's there. And that comfort just went through my whole body. God is real, y'all. And when you trust him and take your focus off of what people didn't do, what they did not say, what they did to me, forgive them and move on and get you back. You have to get you back. And is that real? Get you back. Because we get so caught up and we get so frustrated with life. Well, who didn't see us? Who didn't appoint us? Who didn't say you did a great job? Who didn't say you getting that raise today? Who didn't say it? They used me. Yeah, well, people do. But guess what? You get smarter every time, now, don't you? Yes. But when I felt God sit on the bed and comfort me in that way, oh, my God, his peace just went through my whole body and comforted me. Like, he felt like he just wrapped his arms around me, which I know he did, with a comforter, with a blanket, let me know he loved me. Because I was that broken. I was that lonely. I was just messed up. I had to start speaking life into my own self. Certain things I did not like. I didn't like my hands. I didn't like the way I talk. I didn't like. You got to start loving you. Because only you going to love you. You got to love you. And when don't nobody say thank you, when don't nobody say you're beautiful, when nobody will say this, I think that you're good for the job, but you got the job, but you got the promotion. You got to know that you're fierce. You got to know that you are enough. For Leah, she did so much just for someone to say that I see you. But guess what? God sees you. He see you when don't nobody else see you. He see you, and you are enough for the job. Whatever God has put before you, whatever task, you got this. You are enough. Amen? So I'm glad we had this chat on this morning. Stop seeking validation from other people. Knowing that God loves you in spite of, go to my website and check out my things on there, www.hopevictorious.com. I see you all next week. We won't have all these glitches, but we had a power outage for hours last night, but I bless God that I was still able to hop on here on today. I pray that I was a blessing to you all, and be encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he lives. Know that he lives, y'all, because God lives, and know that he lives. We'll continue on with Leah and Rachel. Come on and dial in so I can hear from you all on next morning, on next week, Tuesday morning, hear from you guys, Paige. Even if it's something that you want to talk about, it's not according to the topic, just pop on for a couple of minutes and just chat it out. Amen. So I thank you all for the relaunch of Hope Victorious Coffee with the Men, and I love you all. I'm going to finish up my coffee because it is good. So just know that your orders is on its way. Amen. It's on its way. You will get it before the end of March. Amen. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I see you. God says, I see you. Hallelujah. And in the spirit, hallelujah, I feel you. I see your tears. I see your tears rolling down your face. Hallelujah. Because someone didn't embrace you and someone walked out. Someone didn't tell you that you can make it and just left you with nothing. But don't you know you can make it and you have made it. Hallelujah. Don't you know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen? You believe it. Just keep believing what you don't see. Know that you have made it. Know that you are worth it, because you are worth it. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not worth it. You are worth it. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the skin tone. It doesn't matter your culture. It doesn't matter. You have made it. You are worth it. And you got to believe that you are somebody, even when people don't think that you're somebody, even when they walked over you like you were nothing, even when they looked over you and chose somebody else. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are worth it. What you need is God. You need him. And we seek validation from so many different places. We need this person. We need that person. You need God. hallelujah. God to tell you you're beautiful. God to tell you that you're enough. God to tell you that, hey, you are fierce. You are beautiful. You are powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we do bless you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. If God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you may be dressed up, walking out the house, maybe feeling good, but on the inside, you feel depleted. You feel like you're not enough, but you are enough. Allow that inner part of you to match up on the outside of you, how you walk around with your head up high. But inside you feel like your spirit is so low. Lift yourself up on today and be encouraged. We do bless you, God. We pray for strength. We pray for courage on today. Go before my aunt, dear God, and heal her body, God. Heal her mind, God. In the name of Jesus, dear God, I thank you, God, for everyone that's on this broadcast. I thank you for those who feel like they have that they are nothing. I thank you for them because I know that they are something. Thank you for them because I see them. I thank you for them, God, because they are somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus, for them, God. Even if nobody else says that they are beautiful, even if nobody else says they are enough, you know that they are enough, God. Allow them to see that. Allow them to grasp hold of that, God. In the name of Jesus, fill their wounds of their parents walking out on them. Their loved ones walking out on them. Their grandparents walking out on them, God. Heal them, God. In the name of Jesus, they feeling so lonely, nobody to say hello to in the morning, God. God, I thank you for the birds chirping. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you for the snow and for the rain, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across our sins that we may have everlasting life. He said, my word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. I was singing this morning, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. It is yours. Hallelujah. It is yours. Somebody for right now today, their mind is slipping. They're not remembering things. I pray that God will touch your mind. Hallelujah, so you will have the ability to retain, to comprehend. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you feel like you're not remembering things. Start putting post-its in different places to help you to remember. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to touch your mind and say, God, please help my mind. Help me to retain. Help me to remember who Jesus. Glory be to God. Help me to remember some things that I can't remember no more. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, I know God is a healer. I know that he's a way maker, a mind regulator, a heart. I know God is real and he heals. Hallelujah. He healed broken hearts. He heals broken hearts. Hallelujah. I no longer can walk around with a facade on anymore. I no longer can walk around feeling the way I was feeling. So my insides had to match up to how I look. Because you may walk out looking handsome. You may walk out looking beautiful, but you're really not feeling that. So your innermost got to match up what's on the outside of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm off with y'all. I see you all next week. Know that God loves you. Hope in God. Know that you are victorious. And next week, I'll be able to read my scriptures right here because I don't know what's going on with all my tech stuff. I know it was a power outage last night, so trying to get things back up and running. But I said the devil is a liar. My daughter starts speaking, Mom, you will be on tomorrow. You got to start speaking some stuff that you don't see. That's what faith is. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. Know that that business is coming. Know that those books you're writing, it's already done. Know that that play or movie you're working on, it's already done. Know that whatever facility that you're trying to get into, hallelujah, or trying to own, it's already done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I And I'm telling you, he is real. And sometimes you may wake up and feel everything that you preached and you said, oh, my God, can you apply it to yourself? But guess what? I do. Because I've been there so brokenhearted. I've been there with my self-esteem and been so low. But I trust God in the name of Jesus for healing, for deliverance. I feel like maybe I've reached a plateau in life. God says new dreams, new visions. Hallelujah. Don't feel like your life is over. New dreams, new visions, new territory. Hallelujah. Keep emphasizing on that when you keep speaking. While you're drinking your coffee, while you're walking around. New dreams, new visions, hallelujah. God will reinvent you at 60, 70, 80 years old, in your 20s, in your teenage years. He will reinvent you. And don't be afraid of being reinvented. Hallelujah. Because then again, we get caught up with what other folks say. You starting your business all over again, you renaming it. Mm-hmm, yeah, I am. Yeah, God told me to, and that's what I'm doing. And you stand tall and strong in that. Amen. God bless you. See you all next Tuesday morning. And dial in so I can hear from you guys. Hallelujah. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye.